Impressive Facts About Email Marketing in 2018 by Neil Patel, video. If you prefer to read an article instead of watching the video, the content below is transcribed to help you understand what it is about. You can share your comments after watching the video or reading the content. Enjoy! In this article, you're going to discover the facts about email marketing and its benefits. Anytime a business operates, they need email. Yes, there's Slack, there's Skype, there are many other communication channels, but businesses still revolve around email. If businesses still use it, you can bet that if you get an email in their inbox and they read it, you can generate sales. For that reason, emails aren't going away nor the email marketing. Gmail ads are growing in revenue. More and more people each and every single quarter are leveraging Gmail ads just because they know emails are powerful. Are emails valuable? Illustration of email marketing. Do they still work? Yes, because people still read emails. I'm going to show you how to get in the inbox. 1. Send emails to people who want to get them. First of all, the reason most people don't get into the inbox is that you're sending people emails when they don't want them. When people do opt-ins, they're really aggressive with their pop-ups and they're trying to force people into a newsletter or a daily email, or weekly. Just acting like it's a one-off, put in your email and I'll give you this guide. And you don't tell them that, hey, we're gonna send you to email each and every single week. And GDPR has come out. It's the essential part of email marketing. Illustration of GDPR. With GDPR, you have to put a little tick box saying, yes, I authorize you to send me weekly emails. So that way they know what they're getting into and you'll find that increases your email open rate because the people who click that tick box really want your emails. Yes, your conversions are going to go down but that's okay. It's not about having the most amount of emails. It's about having emails from people who really want to get your emails. So it's something beneficial for your email marketing benefits. 2. Scrub your list. Example image of scrubbing an email list. The second thing that most people don't tell you with email marketing is, you need to scrub your list. If you have 100,000 email list, once you hit 100,000 you're gonna notice that your email open rates just start tanking and it's because people don't clean their lists often enough. And some email providers like ConvertKit do this. MailChimp wants you to keep paying out money for the inactive emails. The whole purpose of cleaning the emails are for the people who aren't opening your emails and engaging, you just stop sending them emails. And by doing that your email list shrinks, but what you'll find is, the people you send the emails to the engagement goes up. Gmail and Outlook look at engagement more than anyone else and it's a really high priority. If they're gonna put the email in the inbox and if you're only sending emails to the majority of the people open it and you start having 20 to 30% open rates, you'll notice that your emails go into the inbox versus the promotion tabs. So scrubbing your list is really important. 3. Keep your email simple. Neil Patel's email template example. When you send emails, do you put a lot of images with your emails and videos? People love that. But there's an issue when you add in videos and images within your emails. It tends to be where businesses send more of that. When your friends send you emails, do they include a lot of images? Usually not. If they included video, it's usually a link to a video, right? That's what also causes you to go into the promotions tab. Try to avoid putting images, graphics, fancy designs within your emails. Keep them simple. Don't use email templates, use text-based emails and add in links. You also don't want to add in more than 3 links to your site. If you add in too many, you're going to notice that you also won't see amazing deliverability. 4. Whitelist your emails. Example image of whitelisting an email address. Make sure you whitelist your emails. It's another essential step to have a proper email marketing strategy. So go to AOL, they whitelist, you can use services like ReturnPath. Outlook and Gmail don't do whitelist services. However, if you follow these tips, you'll be good to go and you'll get in the inbox. 5. Test creative subject lines. Example image of a creative email subject line. Make sure you test creative subject lines like ones that your friends would actually send, lowercase, things like, hey, did you see this, right? Of course, it needs to be relevant to your business or the offer you're producing. If you dupe people, they're gonna get upset. I'm giving you an extreme case so you can try to have the creative juices start flowing and come up with really good ideas. But it's not that hard to get in the inbox. Scrub your list, don't put too many links. Don't add images and videos, and only send to people who really want them.